Oftentimes, when we're asked to present, when we're asked to even just host a meeting, we're looking for a way to tell a story with our information. And we at iSpeak, we hear this from time to time. How do I get my data? How do I get my presentation to tell the story effectively? Welcome to the next installment of the Message Builder My Action Plan email series audio files, the three buckets. When we hear that, how do I get my data to tell a story? We start thinking, really, how do I organize my message in a way that's easy to follow, easy to understand, and easy to remember? I mean, that's the basis of any good story, something that you can follow along, that you can understand what's happening, and that you can remember. So we at iSpeak, what we suggest and what we coach upon is using the rule of three. Now, during this audio file and a few that will follow, we're going to give you some examples of different structure organization that you can use to help your audience do those three things: follow, understand, and remember, using three key points. You see, we as human beings, we like to hear information come at us in threes. One just doesn't seem enough. Two seems to beg for a third. And four just seems too much to remember. We have trouble remembering, oh, what was that one thing? Which brings us to our first organization structure, the three buckets. You see, we wanted to use this structure first because it's very effective, but also very flexible. What you're doing is just taking your message and determining what are my three main points that I want to deliver, that I want to give to my audience. For example, in our presentation skills course, Corporate Ovations, here at iSpeak, our three main points that we teach are: how can we help you with your presence, your message, and your delivery? You see, as we go through the class, that's how we set up the class and what we say at the end to help our students remember. What did I learn in this course? I learned how to improve my presence, building a better message, and enhancing my delivery skills. Examples for you might be some of these. If you're an engineer, you could be talking in a meeting about design specs, implementation, and cost analysis of the new design. If you're a software engineer, it could be enhanced user interface, customer feedback, and implementation schedule. If you work in risk management, you could be hosting a meeting and your three key points are risk management analysis, risk mitigation plan, and leadership support. You see, these three points can be any three points. The idea is to break apart your message into three bite-sized points that your audience can remember. And so I mentioned, if you do this, the follow, understand, and remember. See how I keep using the rule of three? Here's the big benefit if you do this. When it's your time to present or to host that next meeting, if you give your audience those three key points, they'll never be lost during your presentation, and they'll remember what was said. Now, when the meeting is over, instead of emailing you, "Hey, what was that we went over?" they're going to be emailing you, "How can I help more?"